Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Matt Bochner, and he is with MealMe. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about MealMe. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so right now, around a quarter of Americans, especially in coronavirus, order food delivery around once a month. But actually less than 1% of Americans order food delivery daily. And the reason for that is because food delivery is really expensive. So that's why we made MealMe. MealMe is an iOS app that tells you the cheapest and quickest food delivery service for every restaurant in America. It brings all food delivery apps into one app. And we save users an average of $5 or 30 minutes every time they order food through MealMe.
So then in any given market, it just kind of aggregates all of the choices for the customer?
Absolutely.
Now, does it include, I'm sure it includes all the kind of the big players there, but does it include like if the restaurant delivers also?
So right now we compare prices between DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Postmates. Those are the four major food delivery players, but we have plans to put them all in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the genesis of the idea?
So MealMe actually started off as an idea that was kind of like an Instagram for food. I had this idea in high school when I was 16 years old. I'm 22 now. But we made this Instagram for food, and we wanted you to be able to see a food picture that your friend posted and then be able to order it to your house directly from that food picture, or book reservation right from that food picture. And then we realized once we launched that, that people were only going on to MealMe to see what food delivery services were corresponding to restaurants, because you could see a restaurant post and then all the food delivery services that went on with it. So then we decided that we were going to try to price compare the food delivery services. And then people started using MealMe just for that. And then we took that out of just the restaurant view and put it on its own page where you could search for any restaurant. And then we tell you the cheapest food delivery service. And that's how kind of the idea evolved over time. And then on March 1st, we actually launched MealMe, the version as you see now, where you can browse for a restaurant. Once you find or you can search for a restaurant as well. And then once we help you to find a restaurant, then that's when we tell you the delivery options.
Now, for the listener that doesn't really understand the pricing when it comes to delivery, and it sounds good, and people have ordered, you know, they go, oh, you can get McDonald's or you can get all these things. But the delivery fees can be different dramatically from service to service if they have a special or you have a coupon code or something like that. The price varies. Can you explain the different kind of the finances behind these deliveries so people have an idea maybe what those can range from and how it affects the restaurants, even if you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So the pricing varies between all the different food delivery services. So there's not only delivery fees. So when you see an ad for any specific delivery service saying zero delivery fee, that really means they're only taking off the delivery fee. But what most people don't know is that there's not only delivery fees, there's service fees, there's surge fees, there's minimum cart fees. And then the biggest actual single price difference is that menu prices vary between different services. So a burger at a restaurant might be $7. On one food delivery service, that same burger might cost $10. And then on another food delivery service, that burger might cost $13. And the reason that these food delivery services do this and that the restaurants do this is because the food delivery service is eaten to the margins of the restaurants. So they have no other choice but to bake in that cost into the menu price on these different delivery services.
Right. So what people don't realize is the restaurant pays that delivery service a percentage of the bill in addition to all those fees. So sometimes you think like, oh, I'm helping out this restaurant by ordering it through one of these services, but they're getting hit with, you as a consumer getting hit with a lot of fees, and the restaurant itself is getting hit with, it could be as much as a third, right, of the retail, of the price of the meal.
Well, the thing with food delivery in restaurants is that it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's kind of a necessary evil for the restaurants, and they'll all say that. And all of the restaurants have one food delivery service that they like more than others. At the end of the day, the food delivery services are a very good lead generation source for restaurants. So to be able to speak to whether it's good or bad for a restaurant, I think is a case by case basis. But what's really important is for the consumer, the everyday user who orders food delivery services, who orders food through food delivery services, is that there are all of these prices that people don't know about. And that's what Meal Me is for.
Right. I mean, I'm not getting into whether a restaurant should choose to do it or not, but there are things that maybe the consumer doesn't understand. And a lot of times the consumer thinks those fees are going to the restaurant somehow, but that's not usually the case.
Yeah, a lot of the time, most of those fees go to the delivery service.
Now, what's harder for you right now? Do you need their permission to aggregate all this stuff, or is this something you just do on your own?
Yeah, so all of our information comes from the public domain, right from the food delivery services. So we don't need specific restaurant partnerships, and that's why we were able to launch in all 50 states and for every restaurant that's on food delivery services.
And then you're working through Techstars. Can you talk about how that's gone and how you got involved in that program?
Yeah, so Techstars is an amazing program. The managing director is Dave Payne, and I struck a relationship with him kind of before the program started, and he was vetting me for the program. And what it is it's a 3-month accelerator where businesses start with Mentor Madness. So right now we're finishing up Mentor Madness, where we find the one perfect mentor for us. They know our business, they know our market, they know how they can help us. So we get paired with a mentor. And then from there, we just focus on growing in different ways. So for us, it's growing our product. For us, it's making sure that our marketing is on point, making sure that we're ready for fundraising. All of these things is what Techstars prepares us for. And we are very, very lucky and fortunate to have been selected for this amazing program.
Now,
it's right here in Atlanta.
Now, are you self-funded at this point, or did you get an angel round?
We did receive some funding as being part of the Techstars program.
But it's pretty much self-funded at this point?
So we received some funding from the Techstars program itself. Mm-hmm. So that's part of being in the program is we receive funds from them to help us grow while we're in the program.
And then at what point did you think like, okay, this thing's got a shot at really scaling? What kind of clues did you have that this could be something big?
Yeah, so the very first thing was we were still in beta. We were still testing. And then I posted something on Reddit. And I was like, all these different food delivery services, they have fees that people don't know about, like we spoke about, right? There's surge fees, there's menu price inflations, there's minimum cart fees. And then I kind of tied it up at the end. It's like, oh, and don't forget the tip your driver too. But that one post went viral on Reddit. I got like 2,000 upvotes. And on our beta app itself, we got like hundreds and hundreds of downloads. And we get notifications every time someone downloads the app. My phone was buzzing all night. And that's the one time that I knew that, all right, I think this, that we're onto something. So that was about December of 2018, I think.
And then when you kind of have this kind of an idea and it starts kind of getting momentum, the monetization part then becomes a super high priority, right? You got to get users first. It's a chicken and egg thing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of building up the user base. How are you monetizing? Is it through like restaurants getting put higher up, or how does monetization look?
So our monetization strategy, right now we're working on 4 main features for Meal Me. One is better browsing. That should be out in actually the next couple of days, where we recommend tons of restaurants to you. The next is an exact breakdown of prices. So right now we tell you what's the cheapest, but we don't necessarily break down all the different fees. That's coming in the next couple of weeks as well. exact times. So we tell you on one service it's 30 minutes, on another service it's 45 minutes. And then this is where the monetization comes into play. The fourth thing is checkout and MealMe. This is our biggest technological feat, but in the very near future, in the next 2 months, you will be able to find a restaurant, put in your menu items, add all your menu items to your cart, and check out directly in MealMe. And that's how we will do the majority of our revenue.
And then how do you see this playing out? How does the story end?
So right now, MealMe is 100% focused on being the best food delivery price and time comparison app out there. We want to recommend restaurants to you and make it a really super easy process for you to order food. But we don't want to stop there. So we already have reservation integrations. So you can find a restaurant and then book a reservation as well. But then within the next year, we want to roll out something. We think we're going to call it MealMe Chef, where we have verified home cooks or existing chefs that are able to sell their meals on MealMe for a fraction of the cost of regular restaurant food. And right now we're in the $13 billion food delivery market, but this home-to-home food sharing idea will help us get into the $850 billion restaurant market.
Now, what are kind of the rules of engagement with that? Are people allowed to sell food to other people like that?
No. So yeah, currently they're not. But that's why we're taking the very high ground approach of doing verified chefs. So we're not going to start off with people selling their meals right from home. We're going to have to start with commercial kitchens and or something of the sort where we enable people to sell meals and be safe about it. But as we go into that, then we can start to try more and more things to get closer to that ultimate goal of having people sell their meals from home.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success. What was it? So now you're just, I would imagine you're either finishing or just finished college.
Yeah. So I just graduated from Emory University undergraduate, Goizueta Business School. And my co-founder, Will Saeed, he just decided to take some time off from Georgia Tech and go full-time on MealMe as well.
Now, what was it like to have that conversation with your parents and saying, hey, you know, that college thing, that was great, but now I'm doing this my own thing here?
They were really supportive, actually. So I started to get really serious about MealMe. I mean, I've been really serious about MealMe, but from December of 2019 on, I was just like pretty much all day doing MealMe, going to Switch Yards here in Atlanta and working all day and still being able to do my homework. But MealMe was my number one focus. And I think from that point on, it was pretty apparent that MealMe was going to be my full-time gig after college.
Now, any advice for that student in college that it, you know, has an idea and starts playing around, then all of a sudden gets some traction, and then you decided to go all in with this rather than take maybe a more traditional route of getting a job and, you know, that most people at least aspire to do. And you said, I'm going to do this on my own. Any advice for that student out there?
Yes. So my main advice is before you decide to go full time on it, I like to get back to the very beginnings of like how should you start a company? And well, I'll keep this kind of pretty quick here, but just launch something. If you have an idea, make it the quickest and cheapest way possible. And then launch it to a small group of people. And if those people love it, great. Keep iterating and get more customers. If they don't love it, maybe it's time to move on to something else. So that's how you start. And then once you're darn sure that the product has traction or the app or whatever you're making has traction, then that's when you should start thinking about doing it full time.
Now, in your case, the traction wasn't anybody buying anything necessarily. It was people using it.
Yeah.
So
traction in terms of users or revenue.
Right. So either one of those are good clues that you might be onto something.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing your story and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much, Lee.
Now, if somebody wants to get their hands on this app, is it available on only Apple or is it Android as well? What's the status of that?
Yep, we're available only on the iOS App Store. It's just MealMe, M-E-A-L-M-E.
And then the website, if somebody wants to connect with you there, is there a website?
Yep, mealme.ai.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Absolutely.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.